disregarding whether the August 31st are in the sheet you're looking at, the figures for September include the fact that we did, as I said, we just had a flash drive, a two-day flash drive, that boosted our listener support. But overall for the year, we had about 140-plus days of on-air fund drives. We can't do that. So in the previous discussion we had with the sentiment or instructions from the National Finance Committee was to cut expenses further and to reduce our expectations of listener support. So that's what the general manager did. We've trimmed down our expectations of how much listener support we're expecting. She cut out a few other things that she specified. There were some further reductions essentially in payroll for new hires, as she said, but not being hired for full time. So, yes, what you're looking at is we're projecting listener support for this year at approximately the same as last year. Total revenue, just a slight bit higher than last year. And expenditures significantly less. The personnel costs are reduced. Administration expenses were reduced, programming expenses were reduced, development expenses were reduced. There were an increase, two increases. One is for board expenses because it turns out that we're essentially budgeting for two elections in this fiscal year, 2016, because we're having to come up with expenses for the current election and for the next one. So that's substantially higher this year than last year because it's unavoidable. And then we're also budgeting more community events because we're trying to do a lot more community events this year. So there's an increase there on the expense side. But the overall expenses are lower, as you said, by about $350,000. And the revenue is about the same to try to, pay down some of what we owe. And, after these 4 months of reduction, to be able to meet payroll at all, we're trying to restore the payroll.
Okay. Do you have anyone else for the stack?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, and thank you. And I'm sorry I had a chance to look over all those details. We just got this, just before the meeting tonight. But, yeah, I think it looks more realistic in terms of cutting both revenues and to be expected in expenses. I worry a little bit about some of the expenses you cut. I mean, it's great if you can cut expenses, but I want to make sure you can continue operating. And, I'm just looking at some of the details, like some of the administrative stuff. You've cut out about $70,000 of administrative expenses, and programming expenses you cut out about $40,000. I know you cut a development expense. A lot of that, I realize, is from premiums, which is, I know you had way too much for that before. But is that you're going to be able to, what's the impact going to be of that, of cutting that much from programming and administrative, for example?
Now, the programming cuts are primarily cutting out FSTV, which cost us net about $30,000 in its first 8 months of operation. And that can't continue, obviously. The rest of it, the administrative expenses, a lot of that is because we're moving accounting fees, which was a temp service from the business manager, up to a business manager salary. If you'll notice on line 79, we have some last temporary expenses into November for the business manager for accounting fees, and then it drops off. And we had $50,000 for that last year.
Yeah, I noticed that was, I sort of assumed that was part of it. Let's see, I'm trying to remember what else there was. You're assuming less for maintenance, repairs and general maintenance is line 94, dropping from 48 to 24,000. That's like a drop of about half. Utilities, you're expecting a drop by 10,000. Like 56,000 to 46,000.
Hey, can I take this one at a time?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
The utilities are dropped because for one reason, and that's that we've been paying off a deposit to Southern California Edison that is paid off this month, and we will see easily a $10,000 drop there. What was the other one?
Repairs and maintenance general dropped by about 50%. It's line 94.
Yeah, there was a lot of repairs that came in early last year that were rollovers from the previous year. If you look at October, November, December, in particular there, I don't know what happened in May. I think there was some catch-up going on there, too. But I'm hoping we can hold this thing together with, toothpaste and baling wire.
Okay, and I still worry about the revenue. I mean, it sounds good to use fewer on-air pitching days, but, that's kind of unproven. And I agree we need to all get away from extending fund drive days, but, looking at the trend we've had, I just worry that your listener support's going to drop further. You actually have an increase in listener support projected for next year compared to FY15. And with fewer fund drive days, and I know with all of these program changes that, people may be concerned about losing some of the programs that they liked.
Well, I will say, maybe I should, I wish we'd covered that earlier today. But the new programming in our flash drive did as well as our former programming in those time slots, or better, averaged about the same. So we're not seeing that drop. As far as the rest of it goes, we have about $3,900 every month now in sustainers in the extended EFTs that are built in there. That's what we're doing. That's what we're getting now in September. So I continued that level throughout the year, assuming some would come and some would go. I did not break out EFTs from listener support because that really doesn't make a difference in the total level of listener support, whether it's spread
right
out or not. So that stays the same. I will say here that if we can't do this, I am certainly open to making cuts, but I don't know where.
Okay, well, I also see a big jump in major donor income and website income projected next year. And
well, we got 5,000 in August. We got 5,000 in September. If we can maintain that, that's better than what I'm showing here.
If you look at the website income, it's set at the average basically for the FY11 to FY13. I think what happened last year is they just stopped breaking it out. So we estimated that if we did break it out for the times that we have website income that it's not fund drive, it would come to about that same 14,000.
So that's
the average.
Okay. Well, I just want to say I hope it works well. I just I just worry that if it doesn't work as well as we hope, with no reserves anywhere, that you end up being like WBAI did a couple of years ago. Drastic cuts have to be made. I hope it isn't needed, but that's a possibility.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack?
Yeah.
Harpal?
Okay. The bottom line is moving to line 42.
Yeah.
The bottom line is ending the year, $5,413 in the black. We're talking, we're talking millions back and forth, over $3 million in expenses. So, my concern is this. We've seen ourselves doing this before, and It doesn't seem to be working out in a lot of places when you have, you know, I'm $5,400. Any radio station can have $5,400 come in or go out in a single afternoon, easily. And so, you know, that compared to millions of dollars in expenses, it's kind of like we're really fine-tuning something when we have no ability to fine-tune like this. We have all of the expenses. We've got the outstanding payables and all of that. And I'm very concerned that we're sort of getting into the some realms we've gotten into before, where we project that, yes, we'll have this tiny amount that we'll squeak through by, and it's kind of like people have been saying, we have to make this number in cell AT42 positive, so let's do what we can to make it that, and, you know, that leads you to having the number in cell AT42 be positive. And it, you know, that's your goal. And so by doing that, I think maybe reality is not being fully served. I mean, the idea that you've done, 140 days of pitching, and now you're going to do significantly fewer, and so you're going to raise more, that is such a crapshoot. So, I don't know, I mean, I've just seen too much of this, and I think we need to change how we're doing some of these things. And so I'm kind of doubtful about this budget. That's all.
Okay, Leslie, Mike, you want to respond to that?
Well, I'll say the one thing that's not built into this budget that the I think I mentioned this to the last call, the local station board did adopt my motion to create an LSB fundraising committee. The committee met and is in the process of proposing to the LSB, probably will take it up at our next meeting, that the LSB take on significant fundraising responsibilities for the station, probably a form of promoting sustaining memberships with the goal of everybody on each member of the LSB trying to identify 30 sustainers. And none of that is in this budget, but I think that is the one of the key expectations of changes that are going to happen off air to try to increase the fundraising. And then, as I say, I think that the mini flash drive that we just did in September, which was, quite successful, quickly raised the money we needed, was done again based on a different fundraising model, not pitching premiums, but basically using the the programmers, paid and unpaid staff that people listen to raise the funds, mostly without premiums at all. And so we had a little bit of success with that. I was also looking at the figures for KPFA, where they because of their bequest, they were able to reduce fund 5 days dramatically last year, and the result was that they increased their per diem very substantially when they started their fall fund drive early. So I think there is some evidence that, making some of the changes we're talking about will, produce the results we're looking for of spending fewer days in pitching on air and lower premium expenses, which I think there is a history of also successfully at the station in the past. I mean, I realize that it's different historical conditions, but, we did try to respond to the first round of criticism. The way I said, we did reduce the expectations of listening support and of other support, and we reduced, the general manager reduced the expenses still further in the ways we're outlined. So, I think we're going to look obviously at the October fund drive very, very closely, not after it's over, but while it's happening, to see if we can actually make the goals we're talking about. And if not, then there'll have to be, some way to make further reductions proposed.
This is
Lydia.
And then
Leslie,
if I may.
Let's hear from Leslie, and then we'll go to
back to Lydia. If there's no one else, we haven't spoken.
After Lydia can be Efren.
Okay. Let's hear from Leslie and Efren. You're going to speak to the, respond to the...
Yeah. Please note that there are no grants in here. I'm applying for grants. They'll roll through probably this batch in January. There's another batch that usually rolls out around May. That could be a significant increase in income here. But, I agree. It's tight. It's absolutely tight. We're paying off over $300,000 in payables in a year, and that's going to make it tight. There's no way around it. My question is, and I have a question, what is the buffer in the other stations' budgets? I haven't seen those, so I'd be curious to find out what they're thinking they can do in the way of a buffer.
We really haven't gotten to any of the other stations. I guess we want to review Berkeley, but I don't think we... Someone else will respond to that.
It's Bill.
Yeah, it's Bill.
Yeah, I mean, Leslie does have a good point, and I was going to say the same thing, basically, is that we all should be looking towards not just spending every dollar we bring in, but actually, we have a lot of debt. And sooner or later, we need to look at how to pay some of that back. And anytime something goes wrong and we get a deficit, then we don't just reset everything. We still get the debt, and it's accumulating. And I know this isn't all Leslie's fault because this has been going on for 5 years, but each of the last 5 years there's been a big deficit at KPFK, and it's accumulated over $1 million just from that one station, with about almost half of it just this year. So again, most of that preceded Leslie, but the budget for FY15 for KPFK, if I remember correctly, actually was calling for about a $200,000 surplus in order to try to repay some of the debt from the previous years and restore some of the central services payments that KPFK was behind on. So that obviously hasn't happened, but the problem's still there. And I think all of our stations, yes, we should be looking at rebuilding reserves and paying off debts because, like Arpa was saying, any little thing that can happen, if we're projecting at the end of the year to have less than one day's worth of expenses, it's surplus, then any little thing that's unexpected could go wrong will, create more debt, and we need to avoid that.
Tony, am I still on the stack? This is Lydia.
We had Efren, and then we'll go to Lydia. Efren, if you have something that you wanted to add?
Now or after Lydia?
Okay, Lydia.
Yes, I also wanted to point out that we've gotten really positive input, including from some programmers, about this flash drive issue. And it's something that we have to look at it that might be helpful to other stations. There is a draining effect with clearly diminishing returns for a lengthy fund drive and adding consecutive days after if you fall short of the drive. But if you give people a respite, because it hasn't been that long since the end of our previous drive, when we had this success, very successful within a day, this flash drive with not special programming, no premiums, and the input has been very positive, including from the programmers and from people at large, because it's not like they're thinking, oh, and tomorrow this is going to be again, right? It's just like a moment. And it gives you that shot. So if you fall $30,000 short of your goal, you know that you can wait a couple weeks and have a one-day flash drive like we just did. We just proved it. And hopefully that becomes like a pattern. It seems to be something that perhaps other stations should try. So I think that also permits you to, as you see yourself falling behind, you don't have to wait till the next fund drive. You don't, for that extra on-air shot in the arm or little bit to carry you over, you remedy it immediately. And that was like the beauty of this particular mechanism. And like anything else, we're having to try new things because just regurgitating the old has not worked out for the past several years. So when you try something new, some of it works, some of it doesn't, but so far things have been working. So I'm cautiously encouraged, And the good thing about this finance committee is that we stay right on top of it. So as I said at our last meeting, you know, after the fund drive, we'll see if it falls short, then, you know, when are you having your flash drive and where are you doing this? And, you know, when is your other grant? Oh, you got news that the grant came through or not, right? We're staying on top of these things as they happen as opposed to allowing them to build up.
Okay, Efren, you had some comments.
Yeah. In the revenue, we have mail fund drive of 19,000, but in the corresponding expense under development, I do not see it's zero printing and zero postage. While we have that income of 19,170, and also the postage subscriptions even reduced from 17,000 to 6,000. So that is one item. Another is the
line number,
please.
Who was that speaking?
It was Leslie. I'm looking at the line numbers too.
Okay.
You have some comment on that, Leslie?
No, I'm just looking for the line numbers.
Okay. Now another is the miscellaneous and other income. In the past, in 2015, it shows very little, but we are projecting 32,000 under miscellaneous income.
Could you give the line number, please?
24.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now on the salaries, I looked at the details, and there is the provision for business manager is, I think, 50% probably. I think there should be a change here because I think it has to be full time, the business manager, the salary here. Now on the row 76 FedEx, unless you change your unless there are changes, because from 5,000 in 2015 there is now zero FedEx in 2016, unless of course you do not plan to use FedEx anymore. Now for the accounting fees, total is 9,000, but I think we need to provide also for the accounting fees being rendered for the services being rendered right now by the account temps for October, November, and I don't know if it is until December. There is accounting fees, that is row 79.
If you go back, FedEx is 77, I'm showing 1,200.
How's that again? How's that again?
I have 7,000 to pay in October and 2,000 in November.
Mm-hmm.
We're assuming a hire at hopefully by the end of this month, beginning of November.
You mean the regular business manager?
Yes.
Okay. But then, as I mentioned, I think you provided only half of what you should be paying your business manager. Now, on the rent lease equipment, row 91, 2013 we had 30,000, 2014, 30,000. For 2015, it's 22, but for 2016, it's 9,300. So I don't know what equipment you will not be using anymore. Because if you'll be using the same equipment, I think we should provide the same amount as you have here in 2015, the 22, instead of 9. Utilities, I think you mentioned the reason for the reduction from almost 57 to about 46. For the programming services, you mentioned FSTB. That's why from 40,800 becomes 6,000. Is that the FSTB?
Yes. Primarily, that's also the call center.
Yeah. And then row 122 and 123, this is what I was mentioning. We have zero direct mail printing and direct mail postage, but we have mail drive income. We need to provide for those costs.
I believe that's not 126.
And this is also...
Postage, yeah, 120.
Yeah, 126, subscriber renewals.
And there's some in-kind donations on the postage there also,
mm-hmm.
coming from LSC members.
I'm assuming the direct mail is covered in 126. I can move it.
And then the fund drive, I think you're no longer using the call center.
Correct.
Yeah. Those are my only points.
Okay. Anyone else with a stack?
On the case, yeah. Hey, Adriana, before we get to Adriana, is there anyone who hasn't spoken in a long time? Okay, Adriana.
Yes. I really appreciate, we were there in June, and we really appreciate, Leslie, all that you are dealing with, because, I mean, you know, you came there, I mean, people complain, you know, because you are the one that need to take the measures, and I really congratulate you to having the guts.
Thank you.
I don't want to say anything else, but, I mean, to make these things. But, you know, I think that is a really good start, but I believe, too, that the cushion that you have is kind of short. And the only option, maybe like you said, if you can have grants and things like that, that will solve the problem. But really, the cushion here, $6,000 surplus, is really, really little. My question is, what do you think that you can do if what you are wishing doesn't, you know, doesn't come by? I mean, if you cannot reach that money, what do you think that are your options? Because I see, you know, we need to realize, the whole network need to realize that we need to do what we have to do. I mean, it's nothing different, right? And I'm really, really grateful of, you know, this budget that you put is really to the bare bone. But I think that the only thing that we can cut, or you can cut there from now on, is just personnel. If something goes wrong, obviously there you need to cut. I don't know if you see any way out of that. But, you know, other than that, we need to work, obviously, to keep receiving, you know, listeners and sponsors, and, you know, the listeners need to, you know, need to come back, and we need to have more listeners. Not only you, obviously, this is all through the whole network, and I'm really aggravated that we always complain about the California stations, and the only two budgets that we have here, that maybe they are, you know, not exactly the numbers that we wish, but that's the only ones here. And we need to recognize the California station, KPFK and KPFA, because they did the job. And, you know, we sometimes criticize you that much or go through numbers, but we need to realize that you are the only two ones till now that did the homework. And I really, you know, appreciate that, Leslie.
Well, thank you. Let me say to this group that California Workshare, because we're providing that for our employees, and we've signed them up for that, because of that, we cannot do any layoffs until we're off that, which at this point would be January. And our contract with the union requires a minimum for most of our employees of about 6 months severance. So, and some of you have heard this before, if it comes to that, we will not see the benefits of layoffs until the next fiscal year.
Okay. Is there anyone else for the stack or questions about the CPSA budget? Any other questions? Okay, do we have a motion on the budget?
I think Michael had one.
What is the motion?
Yeah, my motion would be to
you know, accept the budget and pass it forward to the PMB. I think we do have to make that one change in the template that Efren said he would do, so that we could put in the.
I can make the change in the template, Michael. But if you are asking for the approval, I think we need to satisfy first the questions about the expenses that we may need to revise, as well as in the mail fund drive income.
I'm sorry, as well as...
Hello. Hello?
Go ahead.
So, Michael, do you have a motion of some sort, or how are we going to, what's on the table? Are you making a motion?
Well, my motion was to approve it pending the changes in the template to incorporate the central services on the cash flow tab that we talked about, but I'm not sure what Efren is saying.
It is in the cash flow. It is the change will be made in the budget page.
Okay, so I'm sorry. You're saying that the if we're passing a budget that doesn't incorporate the tabs and it's just the budget tab itself? I'm not sure what you're saying.
Efren, what exactly are you saying? What recommendations are you proposing in terms of the budget?
As discussed earlier, and also as suggested by Lydia, I will change the line for the capital instead of capital expenditures, we will make it capital items, which will be broken down into capital expenditures if there are any plans for capital expenses, and then the central services payments, the past due central services, we will put it there.
Yeah.
This bill,
Michael.
Indiana, I have an amendment.
Our poll needs to hear what. Let me give you what I have, and then we'll see if that's what agrees with the motion makers. I have that the NFC approve the KPFK FY16 budget and pass it on to the PNB, incorporating changes to central services on the cash flow tab, which I think needs a little more elaboration right there.
Yeah,
Efren said it basically, but we need this in a motion.
Yeah, it was the past due central services.
Okay, that's another objection.
I understood him to say he had some other objection, not about that.
Are you not considering some revisions of the expenses?
A little louder, I can't hear you.
No, I cannot vote, but what I need to say is, are you not considering some changes, like say, in mail fund drive and the corresponding expenses, as well as in the other expense items before you approve?
Adriana, with an amendment.
Okay, first of all, we got to get clear on what exactly our Paul. Do you understand what Efren is, what he's saying? And we got to get clear, first of all, on the original motion.
Yeah, I think basically Efren is saying that we would incorporate changes to the central services by, basically before, he said we would make it an item under capital items, the central services that are owed, is that it?
No, Michael has it.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, that was about the past due central services. The central services is not in the current operating budget. It's only on the cash flow forecast tab. And so they would add a line there to enter that.
An item line. It will add an item line for central services. That should be clear to what we've been discussing.
Okay, I'll follow with you. Do you understand that, what the motion is, what they're requesting?
Oh, we're working our way towards it. So NFC approve the KPFK FY16 budget and pass it along to the PNB, adding item lines to central services.
No, an item line past due central services on the cash flow tab.
Item lines past due central services. That's not English.
Item line for past due central services on the cash flow tab.
I think also in the annual budget, that is what was suggested earlier, to show the payments of the past due central services, both in the annual budget as well as in the cash flow, instead of being buried under accounts payable.
Okay, that's what I asked you at the very beginning, because it's not a current operating expense, and so I thought you said put it under the cash flow. That was my original question when we presented the budget.
Yeah, that's because in the cash flow, there is that accounts payable where you pay your
I understand you're giving this. Can we just get a language? What are you recommending? The language in the motion. What are you recommending without the explanation?
Well, I would recommend the approval only of the change in the structure of the cash flow and annual budget, meaning the capital expenditures will now be shown as capital items broken down into capital expenditures and central services, past due central services payments.
Martin, Paul, do you understand what?
I think I can add that in. We have to cobble this together. So basically, capital expenses becomes the
capital
other
items broken down into two: capital expenditures and past due central services.
Okay, so let me be clear. You want to put that on the 2016 annual budget tab as well. It's going to be line 41.
Still making a motion.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to require some additional revision if we're putting that expense on the current operating budget.
Could I suggest,
it's not an expense. It's in the capital items.
Okay.
Could I suggest that since we need actual wording and we're sort of going back and forth and we're cobbling like this, maybe we should at the next meeting have this in writing, so exactly what everybody wants is in writing, and we got it, and we've seen it already, and we can vote on it real fast.
Adriana?
Yes. We can't seem to get the language correct, but Adriana, yes, you have a question.
No, I think that we can solve this in a different way. I have an amendment motion that we approve KPFK budget with the recommendations from the CFO, and with the proviso.
There's no CFO.
There's no CFO. Controller.
Sorry, from Efren.
Interim controller.
That's okay. That's okay. From the controller, and with the proviso that in case of any changes in revenue or in expenses, they need to be corrected immediately to keep the same balance.
This language is getting a little complicated and convoluted. We're going to have to get it in writing in order to really get down what exactly we're going to be voting on and requiring. I'm a little uncomfortable accepting these motions that are kind of... We're going to have to get it in writing. I mean, if you can submit that in writing, in order for us to be precise on the language and what we're going to be voting on and what we're going to be recommending. But we're going to come back later and saying that wasn't the case, or what we have to get the language down precisely.
If Efren could smell the changes he's talking about and the other issues he raised, I think would be the best step.
Paul, if you could email to me what you have earlier mentioned, so I'll just touch it. I'll just make some retouches.
Okay,
yes, Bill.
fn@pacifica.org.
Yeah, I think we need to postpone this. I'd like to see what these results are going to be. And just on the central service, for example, in the cash flow, I don't know what the change is going to be. Are we going to just zero out 2015, or are we going to double up the payments for next year to catch up, or what? The motion isn't clear. Further, we just got this latest version about 30 minutes before the meeting started, and we really need a little more time to look over in detail. I found a number of things, and we need to check and see if there's some other. I was spotting a few things I'd like to ask about when we have more time, and I don't think we have time tonight.
Great. Okay, so we have a motion to postpone. Is there a second?
Point of information, since we don't have fully formed motions, do we need a motion to postpone? And if we put a motion to postpone, just what are we postponing if there are not fully formed motions? Maybe we should just agree next time somebody will come in with written stuff so we don't have to postpone anything.
Well, the thing that's on the table was the KPFK budget. So I assume when he's making a motion to postpone, we're postponing action on that. We were going to take action on the budget, so until we get precise language, I'd assume he's saying we postpone taking any action on the budget until we get precise language.
Well, but we don't need a motion for that. What we would need to postpone would be an action. There's no action being proposed right now, and we can have the KPFK budget on the next agenda, at which point it comes up again.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I'm going to proceed, Johann, if there's a second, we'll go forward, but I don't hear a second on the postponement. So, once again, is there a second? So, without a second, we don't have a motion to postpone.
Well,
so,
actually,
since there's no, as pointed out, there is no affirmative action on the table, so there's nothing for us to vote on. But I would recommend that you all get your language together, Michael and Efren, on the approval of the budget and what the stipulations and amendments are.
Yeah, so I did not understand all the questions that Efren raised. I would appreciate it if he would email the points you raised about the business manager and other things, and then we can respond to it. If other people have other questions, Bill said he saw some other points, please, contact us by email. We will try to incorporate all of that and come back at the next meeting.
Okay, so Efren is going to submit that to you all, and unless there's any other items to be discussed, I think that ends our agenda for today. We're now in adjournment.
All right, thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you all.
Good night.
Thanks so much.